With me now is John Scrooby, who is trustee at the charity SCARD, that stands for Support and Care After Road Death and Injury. Very good morning to you, John. I understand you are a retired traffic officer, so I can only imagine that the difficult scenes you've had to witness and the difficult conversations you've had to have with families, you know, letting them know that a loved one's been killed.
That's quite right, Alison. It's one of the hardest jobs that I've ever had to do in my life. It's to walk with some police strangers, passing up at the door, knowing full well about to completely destroy their life. It's a hard job, but it's one that needs to be.
Do you think society has almost become accepting, if you like, of fatalities on our roads?
It's interesting you use the word tolerance earlier on. I mean, these people are not collateral damage. You know, every one of these is a human being. And I think people, over the last few years, perhaps, have just led to, I mean, the use of the word accident, you know, there's been an accident on the road. We never use that. It's a collision. It's an unforeseen circumstance, yes, but it's 9 times out of 10, there's some element of error on the part of a driver, a cyclist, a pedestrian, or whatever. Yeah. So they're not accidents, they're collisions.
There have been some changes this year. We've seen the introduction of stronger sentencing for people convicted of causing death by dangerous driving, with the potential of a life sentence now. Do you think that will make a difference to motorist behaviour?
It would be nice if it did, but I honestly can't see it happening. And we've yet to see these new guidelines actually put into place. And I think this is a lot down to the Department for Justice and Department for Transport not talking to each other. You know, but explaining that these new guidelines are here, the new sentences are here, but the Department for Justice are very reluctant to actually pass these sentences down. We still seem to be working on this 14-year basis. A guilty plea, reduce it by 50%. He's talking about 7 years for killing somebody on the road. It's just not acceptable.
I bet as a former traffic officer, you've had every excuse in the book as well for bad driving.
Oh, yeah, numerous.
Go on, give us some of the classics.
Oh, off the top of my head. It's very difficult to think of. I'm sure off the top of my head. I'm rushing to get to the services because I need a toilet.
Yeah.
You know, there's all sorts. There really are. There's some ridiculous reasons for it.
Let me run this past you. This is a text from Chris in Brighton. He says, some time ago, police forces had more traffic patrols. The fear of a police car materialising behind you anytime, anywhere could certainly modify driving behaviour drastically. In recent times, I've heard Sussex Police say, with the resources they have, traffic enforcement is not a priority. With a death every 22 minutes on UK roads, though, maybe more resources should be applied. Your reaction to that?
That's a nail on the head moment. I retired in 2010, and even at that time, the dedicated traffic officers and their units were being disbanded and officers placed into other duties. There's no such thing as a traffic cop anymore, I'm afraid. There's a reduction now and patrols on motorways and major roads. The highways agency have taken over the motorways. Major roads are now covered by cameras. And the old age traffic cop is gone, I'm afraid.
John, thank you for your time today. John Scrooby, trustee at the charity SCARD, stands for